Michelle Soto, and I run a business called Cutting Root Farm and Apothecary, which is an herb and flower farm in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I work with the Stone Fruit Community Herbalists here in Pittsburgh. And we run a school to educate people about using herbs and making medicine from herbs. And so we have kind of raised a really wonderful community of herbalists in Pittsburgh. People that have graduated our school, they run community herb gardens, or they have, you know, an herbal products company. Some people have written kids' books for herbs, and they just do so many different things in Pittsburgh now. And so it's been really special to, we planted a community garden together, and so we harvest that throughout the year. And we have discussions on how different things in the world like affect our health. I think that we all saw, like, with the COVID pandemic, the world can really change overnight, and we can all change how we do things overnight. A new normal can be made really quickly. And so just trying to think about ways that people have different access to healthcare and what barriers are. It's just been a really amazing community to be a part of, because so many people have come through with so many different life experiences. And, you know, even though I work a lot with plants, like, working with people is really a lot where the magic happens, you know. Seeing people interact with teas or with each other has been really powerful. One of my favorite plants to grow is skullcap. And, you know, there's a skullcap that grows here. There's a different skullcap that grows in Arizona. And even though they're very similar plants, they look so different because they've had to make adaptations to grow in different places. And yeah, so really discovering what is similar around the world brings me a lot of comfort. Like, when I go on vacation somewhere and I see dandelions growing, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I feel comfortable now. I love being outside, and so working with herbs means that I get to be outside in the garden, in the dirt a lot, and I really love that. And then I love, you know, inviting people to our gardens. We grow over 50 different kinds of plants. When people use herbs, a lot of the time people are buying, you know, boxed tea or capsules. They're not working directly with, like, a whole plant. Introducing people to a plant that's really helped them and having them see the plant and smell the plant and kind of work with it has been, I think, one of the best parts. You can be an herbalist in so many ways. I know people that are community herbalists and really offer their services and their knowledge to community members, you know, for free or sliding scale. And those clinics and those people have, you know, made a profound effect, because a lot of people don't have access to healthy nutrition or healthcare. And so turning to herbs is a way that they can be more in control of their own health and their own lives. You can also be an herbalist by growing herbs and making different products. And some people really like that magic of mixing, kind of like mixing potions when you were a kid. And then we, at Cutting Root, my farm, we really take care to steward the land. And so we've been at our current farm for 9 years, and just being able to take care of these acres of land and interact with the animals there and the birds and all of the plants, and try to help diversify the plants that exist in the forest, has been really important to me. And so I think being an herbalist, it can mean so many different things. And so I think that a lot of different people could be really happy finding a different role in that community.